Okay, so now it's time to give us an idea of what would you have done differently, what are you glad you did, what you can teach us about the Jewishness of Squirrel Hill and the community, and where we should go from here. The optimist, the pessimist.
I don't know what I would have done differently. I guess one thing I would have done is I'd save more money. I guess one thing I think that the Jewish community should pay a lot more attention to getting the young people together. I think that I think the Y's, et cetera, should be open Friday nights when the kids have nothing to do, instead of catering to the orthodoxy. I feel that the social life of the young Jewish community is very important, because if you don't get them together, they're going to find other places to go, and then other places, you know, other kids of other religions, and you're going to get a lot more. And I think that a lot of effort should be put into setting things up so that the Jewish kids and colleges in the Pittsburgh area could have a place to go. I think that it's extremely important if you're worried about the intermarriage problem.
Don't you think some of that is a problem of the synagogue itself, that Rosh Fulham or some of the reformed temples who could do something on Friday night? Yeah, I don't think you can ask Beth Sholem or the Orthodox community.
I think that the UJF. I think synagogues can do things other nights, like Saturday night or Sundays. I don't think you can ask them to have things on the Sabbath, have social affairs on the Sabbath, although I would. I'm not that religious. But I think it's important that you get the Jewish kids together at an early age, and you have a lot more opportunities than there are now for them to be together with their own parents. I don't expect the synagogues or the temples to do something Friday night, but the Y should be sponsoring that, UJF should be sponsoring that type of thing.
They would lose a lot of affiliation, they would lose a lot of the conservative and Orthodox. UJA appeals to the over to the whole spectrum of Judaism. There's a lot of Jews feeling against social things on Shabbat.
Yes, but a very small percentage.
So what I'm saying is I'm not so sure that the place is for the UJA to do that, or the Jewish Community Center.
Who would you have do it?
If anybody, I'm not so sure that it's a good idea. I would say that the Reformed congregations.
Maybe Hillel on the campuses?
Hillel on the campuses just hasn't been successful. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. I haven't made a study of it. But I think this is a tremendous problem. I think that if you take if you took a vote, mm-hmm. that you'd find that 90% of the people would say, have it open Friday night.
Mm-hmm. I think you have to stop young.
And I think it's just the 10% who are quite religious who say no. And we're catering to that 10%, and we're losing 50% of our kids. And that's stupid to me.
Mm-hmm. Now we will have to start young, because I'm sure that with the new lights and the changing of our community, there's going to be also a racial influence of people going to the world as well. So that's gotten from very young. So that's certainly and that's a problem that has not been addressed and will continue to fester rather than no one's giving their thought to it. What about, how different do you think Pittsburgh is today than when we moved to Jewish community or politics? How many years ago?
36 to go to school. I guess
years.
I didn't really know the Jewish community until middle 40s, until 46. I guess one thing is, I would kind of say that they're a little more elitist than they were then. I think more people were involved in things. I really don't. That's a feeling, and I guess it's not. I have nothing to back it up.
You mean that Richard drifted away?
No, I think. Well, I think some of the organizations are charging such fees that a lot of the community just can't afford it.
I've heard that from some of the office that things are snotty, and UJF committees and
things like that. Well, UJF is a collection organization, and
Screwed everything in life.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Our synagogue and everything
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
But what do you think is going to be happening in Screwville?
I see it as still a very stable community. I don't see particular deterioration. You? Hmm?
I don't know. School's worrying me a little bit.
Well, Aldridge just got written up in Town
mm-hmm.
Country as one of the best schools in the country,
mm-hmm.
so it hasn't gone down particularly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think schools, some of them are getting some people, but I do think schools
yeah.
might be some problem. And some of the bigger, older houses
mm-hmm.
that people can't maintain, that's a problem. They might want to change, some of the zoning, but that's always a problem.
Mm-hmm. From my small vantage here, our street's very stable. Some of it is, but I guess I don't see a lot of deterioration.
Mm-hmm. Young people moving on the street.
Young
people moving on the street.
We're probably
senior
citizens.
We have the same thing on ours too.
Two other families that are
old-timers.
Okay then, so we certainly appreciate this, and one thing we need is any photostatic copy is a good review of you in that magazine. And we'll put that, get also a picture of you.